Gee, Dan.
Yeah, what's up, Fer?
I just found on this WikiLeaks document that they are so massive.
Wasn't it great? I've read that stuff too. It was fantastic.
Yeah, but I mean, what is surprising is that I found my name. You are mentioning my name. Apparently, this WikiLeaks cable say that you sent a report to the Department of State saying that I am a pink commie.
I'm a communist.
I thought we were friends. Well, I thought we were partners in this BACast thing.
The United States deeply regrets the disclosure of any information that was intended to be confidential, including private discussions between counterparts or our diplomats' personal assessments and observations.
Ah, cool. Well,
yeah, so all good, right?
Yeah, cool.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Let's go with the show.
Okay.
Dan Carley is the expat. Fernando Farias is the local. BACast, the Buenos Aires podcast.
Episode 9, December 2, 2010.
We'll initiate a series today called The Laws of Mate.
The Laws of Mate.
Yeah. The objective of this is to provide our audience the knowledge to fully perform the mate ceremony as a true connoisseur.
We'll be chamuchando solo, without guests, on one of the most overrated concepts by northerners, westerners, developed country-ers, citizens-ers, dos puntos, customer service.
Spanglish Playground brings us changes in the dictionary of the Spanish language as from this week.
Diva, a tour guide from Bitch Tours, with the most top five most frequently asked questions by visitors. Remember, you can download or listen to any of our shows from our website, bacast.com, or subscribe via iTunes.
Isn't it via?
Either one.
Ah, wow.
The expats of Buenos Aires have their say. This is the Expat Chat.
Hi there, I'm Christy Robinson. I've been in Buenos Aires since the beginning of 2006, and I'm the editor of the Argentina Independent, formerly the Argentines. Maybe it's just my personal experience, but when things go wrong here, it's never anybody's fault. Everybody shrugs and buries their head in the sand, or turns the other cheek, or says, "Oh, but that's my manager's fault. Oh, but I wasn't the person that said that to you." Nobody shoulders responsibility or blame, I should say. And I find it very frustrating. When you're trying to run a business, it's particularly frustrating because there's never any outlet for the bronca that you have. And so I do find that really annoying. I think people should have a bit more of a backbone and own up when they've done something wrong rather than pretending it wasn't their fault and thinking with a smile they can get away with it. That annoys me a lot.
This podcast is brought to you by Anuva Wines. ANUVAWines.com.
The laws of mate.
Ilex paraguayensis.
What?
Ilex paraguayensis.
That's the scientific name of yerba mate, the basic staple in mate tea. The only habit that hasn't changed a bit since colonial times, the Guarani drank it, the Jesuits copied them, and then we just kept on drinking that.
But how do you drink mate?
I'm an old-school drinker. Hot and very bitter. Do not give me one of those flavor types of yerbas that came out over the last 15 years that have lemon, orange, or grapefruit. I don't want an ice cream. I just want a typical mate.
Which leads us to
the first law of mate.
Well, you're not supposed to stir the bombilla, the straw, in a mate round. The bottom line is that you shouldn't drink it as a milkshake.
I remember the first time I was offered a mate, the first thing I did, of course, was to grab the straw, and everyone in the room looked at me like I was insane, like I had just murdered their firstborn child, and I didn't know what to do with myself. I don't understand why that is, though. What is so bad about moving the straw?
Oh, because it would ruin the yerba. It would wash. It would become a lavado mate, a mate
right.
Lavado.
Lavado. And why do you use the word lavado, which means, you know, when you take Spanish, if you're an English speaker, that's translated as wash. So why does that mean ruined or used in this instance only, and you don't say usado or aguada or something like that.
No idea. I just took it.
It's the laws of mate.
Right.
I was raised with these laws.
The laws of mate.
Right, exactly.
It's a dogma.
Which leads us to
the second law of mate.
You only say gracias when you're not drinking anymore.
Right, so if I say gracias to you, that means I'm done. You pass me out of the circle. No more mate for me. Which leads us to
the third law.
You're supposed to return the mate to the pourer or the cebador, that's the Spanish word for the guy or the girl who's pouring the mate, only when you're finished with drinking the liquid, until it's slurred.
The laws of mate.
Not complicated, it never is. You drink it from the same straw. Better than coffee, better than tea. I think that you know. Don't boil the water, don't put sugar on it. It feels so good. 'Cause I can feel the mate kicking in. I wouldn't stop it if I could. But my mate is over, yeah. Some yerba I have to find. My mate is over, yeah. Some yerba I have to find. Give me a reason to drink this stuff that's full of others' germs. What is the problem with grabbing the straw? I wanna hold it like a milkshake. But my latte is over, yeah. Can't I find some raw sugar? No hay,
VA Cast, the Buenos Aires podcast.
We now have the top 5 most frequently asked questions by tourists with Diva from Bitch Tours, who, by the way, we will be having chamuyando with us very soon.
Puesto número 5.
Do you like the president?
Puesto número 4.
Why don't drivers stay in one lane?
Puesto número 3.
Why do you eat so late?
Puesto número 2.
How can Argentines eat so much beef and be so skinny?
Y el puesto número 1.
How do you manage to go to bed so late and then go to work next morning?
Don't say
tomamos unos mates.
Instead, say
tomamos unos matienzos.
Spanglish Playground.
Changes in Spanish language as of December.
Actually, it says changes in the dictionary. The dictionary will have now, as from December, 27 letters instead of 29. That means that 2 are gone.
The CH, which was a letter, I don't understand why that was a letter. And the double L, which I also don't really understand why that was a letter.
They adopted this reasoning, the guys at the Real Academia, with the agreement of the Spanish language academies all over the world, mainly in Latin America, and they scrapped the che and the double L,
mm-hmm.
The L-E. L-E, how you pronounce it.
And then you have Y, which will now be ye?
We would say je.
Okay.
So that's how you have to call the Y or Greek R.
My prediction on Y is everyone should keep calling it Y because that's what everyone understands now. I see no reason to change.
And also another change. You are not supposed, and this applies only to Argentina, you're not supposed to call the B larga or long B anymore. You should call it B and the V corta. You should call it V. Uve, like the Spaniards do. So no more B corta or B larga. As from now on, it should be B.
Are there people who are actually paid to sit around and make these decisions?
Yeah.
That's so fucked. What a waste of time.
Watch out. Chamulleros chamullando. Chamulleros talking crap. Bullshitters chamullando. Ahora. Chamullamos.
I'd like to talk about customer service. The hands down criticism of restaurants, bars, and how they just ignore you. Why do we not care here in Argentina?
I don't think there are absolutes.
sure.
in customer service. That just vary.
What I'm saying is all Argentines don't care. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I don't know. But it's not only true about Argentina. I mean, it's gradual. When I traveled to, for example, Bolivia, mm-hmm. I had the same kind of the same feeling.
Right.
With public transportation, with customer service. What the hell's going on? We've been here for half hour. Nobody right. gave us a menu or anything.
Right.
And he said, come on, come right. on.
And in Argentina, we've been here for 10 minutes and no one's given us a menu.
Well, 10 minutes is okay. I mean, right. you need some time to warm up.
But in the States, you haven't even sat down. And they give you a menu. In the, you know, I've never in Argentina experienced.
Yeah. I just
while you're waiting in line for a table. In the States, they give you a menu while you're waiting in line. Hey, what, you want to think about what you want
to
eat?
That's true. But right. sometimes I like not to notice the waiters.
Sure, no, I definitely like a more subdued environment as well.
Yeah, silent. And sometimes if I have to, I can take some poor customer service to be relaxed. Not to be kind of treated as,
ironically,
as a spectator, as an audience.
You go to a really nice brew pub in Portland where they make their own beer right there and they make beautiful hamburgers with great sauces on them. They'll have jazz playing, you know, it'll be a very relaxed atmosphere. But you go to the chain restaurants and they make it a show. And I think, you know, I don't really
not only the chain restaurants. I went to places near Union Square in New York and the service is great, but it comes with that. Mm. Hello, guys. How is it going? What are you going to have?
Oh, I'm already tired.
One person brings the menu, another person brings the food, and,
right.
and then you have a maître walking around the place.
Right.
And
it's a circus.
It's kind of a circus.
Yeah.
Which is good. I mean, it comes with a very good customer service, but right. it made me miss a little bit the poor customer service in here, in which I can have some peace, some relax.
BAA cast.
I've got updated information about immigration to Argentina. There is an influx of Spaniards to Argentina. About 110,000 Spaniards between the ages of 25 and 35 left our country since 2008, and about 33,000 came to Argentina at an average of 1,200 per month. At the moment, the Spaniards are the third non-Latin American immigrant community in Argentina after the Chinese, the US Americans. You are the second. You know what's funny? That you go to Spain, and you know what happened to many Argentines. You go to Barajas, the name of the international airport of Spain. They question you for 1 hour and they would send you back. Even if you show the money, even if you are entitled to go, how much money you bring in to stay in Spain? I bring in 500 euros. Go back to... But I have my papers in order. I'm coming to do some tourism. I don't care. You're young. You look like you're coming to steal our jobs. I think it's very, very uneven.
Yeah, it's definitely uneven, but that's an economic unevenness. It has... If Argentina starts retaliating, that's a mistake.
Anika, from the economic point
of view. Yeah, I mean, my company, by the way, has already started receiving phone calls from angry tourists, angry about the fact that they have to pay $135 or whatever for a visa.
But it's what we have to pay.
Yes, I know, and I tell them all the same thing. You know, that's what Argentines have to pay when they go to the States. I don't care. This is my money.
Yeah.
Be even means invite them in, Fer.
Eh?
Make them spend their euros and dollars. That's the smart thing to do.
I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm cool with that.
Free Wi-Fi in 26 squares, 26 plazas in the city of Buenos Aires as of December, including Cortázar, Plaza Husay, which I've never heard of.
It's in front of the School of Medicine.
Okay. Jardín Botánico.
Plaza Cortázar is the plaza, the square in Palermo, Soho.
Okay. Saavedra and Lavalle, and a couple different companies will be providing the service in exchange for selling advertisement banners on the opening page that users will have to use.
There are a couple of restrictions when this is implemented. It's going to be implemented at a rate of 1 square per week starting in December. There's not going to be any downloading via P2P, no VOP software, so no Skype calling. And it will include Plaza de Mayo, so when you go and do your protesting, you will be able to
stream yourself on video.
BAA cast.
The Buenos Aires podcast.
Next week, we'll be introducing a section on tourism and history of the city, the audio guides of Eternauta's historical tours
Our 2 cents for this week. When you start planning for next year, take into account that 2011 will be election year in Argentina, and it will be a very long year with voting all year round.
Mandatory primaries are being held for the first time, this time on August 14th, prior to the general election of October 30th.
And on top of that, you have to add elections for governors, legislators, and mayor of Buenos Aires that will be spread across the year.
Even if Mayor Macri, El Mauricio Macri, what a good-looking man he is.
Yeah, he's very clever.
Decides to hold elections simultaneously with the president, Buenos Aires City will have to vote three times in 2011. Which means, by the way, folks, get your alcohol early.
Ciao Tune. As you might have noticed, no music genre is left out of BAcast, and today's turn is hard rock.
The hard rock.
The late Norberto Napolitano, mainly known as Papo, can be said to be one of the forerunners of the genre in Argentina, even though he also played a lot of blues. In fact, B.B. King invited him to play at the Madison Square Gardens once.
From 1973, this is Sucio y Desprolijo, which means dirty and scruffy, that includes a great line. Nothing changes if I'm a bit dirty, as long as my head is clear.
¡Metal!
¡Vamos! ¡Es que aguanta el rock!